CR, let's talk about the suicide prevention signs that have been erected by DelDOT. What's this all about?
Well, earlier this year, Representative Valerie Longhurst had actually come to the department and asked us if we would be able to look at adding some of these signs to area bridges in support of suicide prevention awareness. And September was actually Suicide Prevention Month, and the department did go out over the past couple of weeks and has now installed five new suicide prevention signs on five Newcastle County bridges, which include the Tyler McConnell Bridge on 141, the I-95 Brandywine River Bridge, and the I-495 Christina River Bridge, as well as two other bridges that were identified in the process as well. So really just wanting to put further notice up out there. It, you know, if someone is considering this, we're hoping that the signs will help them possibly reconsider and reach out for help.
CR, have these five bridges over the years seen instances of suicide?
Yes, occasionally they have, and these bridges were identified because of their height. They are high bridges in the area, and working with our engineers as well as talking with some of the local suicide prevention agencies that do outreach, we really thought that these would be the most ideal locations to add these signs to these bridges as well. Previously, the Army Corps of Engineers had added these exact same signs on the St. George's Bridge and the Roth Bridge over the C&D Canal. So, again, just looking at how can we, you know, put another message out there with some information, hopefully, you know, preventing anyone from really taking a drastic measure. So it's something that we thought was an easy to do that would help, again, just to draw awareness and support efforts to prevent suicide.
How are these signs being funded? How much did they cost?
They came out of the department has its own sign shop here, so there was no cost incurred for this, which was great. Again, we have our own in-house sign shop, so again, this was all done just by DelDOT employees and installed by our staff as well. So again, this was an easy one for us to do that we thought would help in the efforts to prevent anyone from you know, possibly considering suicide. Unfortunately, in 2017, there were over 100 suicides in Delaware, so it is a problem and one that we want to do our part to hopefully try and prevent that.
You mentioned the height of these bridges. Which one is the tallest and how tall?
The tallest bridge where we've installed this would be the 495 Christina River Bridge, right near the Port of Wilmington, obviously to allow boats to go under that as well. And that one is it's over 100 feet high. I don't have the exact measurement off the top of my head, but you know, so that's probably the highest one in the area. Obviously, the 95 Brandywine River Bridge is another one that is it has some significant height to it as well. So again, we're just being mindful of, you know, identifying spots that someone might consider that and trying to put another message out there to prevent that from happening.
Let's bring in State Representative Valerie Longhurst, who spearheaded the erection of these signs. Why?
Well, I spearheaded it because I've had a lot to do with suicide prevention in the state of Delaware. I've drafted legislation to put programs in all the schools for training for all staff members. This is an epidemic that just keeps continually to grow, and I feel it's important that we address it because of the mental health issues that we have in the state of Delaware. And about last year, I'm an avid cyclist, and I was riding my bike over the St. George's Bridge, and when I rode over the St. George's Bridge, I noticed a suicide prevention sign that had a 1-800 number that says, "We're here to help you. Please call in if you feel like, you know, that you don't have any other alternative." And so when I got back from my bike ride, I called DelDOT and asked if it was on all the bridges. Unfortunately, you know, they had to go and search it. They had it on some of the major bridges, but they didn't have it on all the bridges. So I put a request in to have it placed on every single bridge. You know, if we're going to do this, we need to do it full force. And I'm excited that DelDOT has taken that step to put those signs on five new bridges. So it's a step in the right direction for Delaware to help prevent suicide.
Representative, in 2017, there were over 100 lives lost to suicide in Delaware. Do you feel as a society we fail too often to recognize the signs of mental illness?
I think it's an awareness. I think that it's starting to elevate because we are recognizing a little more and more every day with the mental health crisis that we have on our hands. It's a key component to it. To understanding and stopping and listening to people. Sometimes our society moves too quickly and we're not paying attention to our loved ones. And, you know, I'm hoping that these signs do reach people that feel like there's nobody listening to them, that they have an opportunity to speak to somebody. And I think we're moving in that direction. Just like with anything else, sometimes we move slower than we want to, but this has been a top priority of me to continue to move that bar in the state of Delaware, because every life does matter, and it's a grave concern of mine, and I'm hoping that this is just another step that we're facing in the state of Delaware to say, you do matter, we do have help, getting that number out there, making sure that people know that it's available. It's just a tragedy, especially when you see young children taking their lives.
As a prominent member of the legislature here in Delaware, do you have any other things in the works to help members, not members, but people suffering from mental illness, people that are thinking about taking their lives?
I do. I do have a piece of legislation that I'm working, that I've been working with DSCA now for the last 6 months. So in January or February, I'm hoping to put forth some mental health legislation that I think will help at the elementary level. So stay tuned for that. I don't want to share too much of it until I work out all the kinks, but I do have legislation that I will be bringing forward next year.